salutations, jerkazoids! The time has come for all you pinheads to drop whatever pointless nonsense you're doing to distract yourself from the ceaseless death march carrying you inexorably towards the grave. Cause it is now 11 p.m. on Monday, April 15th, 2024, and that can only mean one thing. That's right, lobotomites! The time has come for another episode of Radio Free Transylvania broadcasting live from Treaty 7 land with a staggering 18,000 watts of stereophonic power on CJSW 90.9 FM out of Calgary, Alberta, Canada. I am your host, the apex predator of the late night airwaves who plays an invaluable role in the Jerkazoid ecosystem by preying upon the slow, the weak, and the stupid. It's a thankless task, and it ain't nowhere as easy as it sounds, because most of the time you numbskulls all appear to be equally dim-witted and ill-equipped to fend off even the most half-hearted advances. It really takes the fun out of the whole endeavor, but I digress! My name is Baron Mark von Frankenstein, the 13th, and the Transylvanian loyalists in exile need not despair, because this program is also available in pre-recorded form on both CILU in Thunder Bay and on Radio Laurier in Waterloo. And I sure hope you remembered to bring your appetites tonight, because it was on this stage way back in 1955 that American businessman and corporate raider Ray Kroc opened his very first McDonald's franchise in the city of Des Plaines, Iowa. Although the McDonald's Corporation marks that date as the precise moment of its inception, it's far from the whole story, because the first McDonald's location was actually opened a full 15 years earlier by brothers Richard and Maurice McDonald in the city of San Bernardino, California. It proved to be such a hit that they started licensing the brand to other would-be entrepreneurs, and soon satellite locations were popping up all over the place. But when they let Ray Kroc into the fold, the McDonald brothers unwittingly signed their own death warrants, figuratively speaking. Kroc started trying to muscle them out of their own corporation almost immediately, and in 1961, he finally bought the brothers out for a $2.7 million. And I'm sure that seemed like an astronomical amount of money at the time, but since then, the McDonald's Corporation has grown from a small regional chain of drive-in restaurants to a multinational powerhouse with an estimated revenue of over $25 billion every single year. Now, that makes that original purchase price seem like chump change by comparison, but they say money ain't everything, and no amount of hard currency can really compete with the kind of global dominance McDonald's has achieved under the iron-fisted leadership of Ray Kroc. So, all you hungry little wastoids out there in Radio Land better open wide and say, ah! Because I'm about to get the festivities underway with a tribute to that meteoric rise to the top that began precisely 69 years ago today. Here comes Messer Chops with Fast Food Diablo.
We'll be right back. Jimmy was
a virus.
Dr. von Frankenstein the 13th, and when I'm not busy standing triumphant atop the smoldering ruins of everything you once held dear, you can find me right here behind ye old twin turntables of terror, spinning trash from the past, garbage from the gutter, and hits from the pit for discerning jerkazoids such as your puny human self. The name of the show is Radio Free Transylvania, and at the top of tonight's opening set, we had Fast Food Diablo from Messer Chops. After that, Besides Anger from the Ex-Boyfriends, Spiral Scratch right there in the middle out of London, Ontario, circa 1983 with Jimmy Was a Virus, which we followed up with The Quid Doing Crazy Things. And we just heard Heart of the City from none other than British rock and roll legend Dave Edmunds, who is exactly 80 years old today. Over his 6-decade-long career in the music business, he's worked with everyone from Nick Lowe and Elvis Costello to former Beatles, Paul McCartney, and Ringo Starr. But he does not get to hog all the birthday glory, because today also marks the 85th birthday of British pop sensation Marty Wilde. He had a string of hits back in the late 50s and early 60s, and even starred in a couple of movies during his heyday. But despite all that, he's really not particularly well-known as a performer outside of England. In the wider world, he's had more success writing songs for other people. Foremost among them, his own daughter, Kim Wilde, who had a pretty respectable international hit in 1981 with a tune written by her dear old dad. And I'm gonna get this next set rolling with the Muffs doing their version of the song in question. Here they come with Kids in America.
Looking out a dirty old window, outside the cars in the city go rushing by. I sit here alone and I wonder why. Friday night and everyone's moving. I can feel the heat, but it's soothing, heading down. I search for the beat in this dirty town.
Downtown neon with our going. Downtown neon with our going. We're the kids in America. We're the kids in America.
It's his night to howl. Dracula's dog, the meanest vampire of them all, has a four-legged friend and he's out for blood. Crown International Pictures presents Dracula's Dog. Whoops, there he goes again. There's more to the legend than meets the throat in Dracula's Dog, Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
about your history. Cause when I look at you, you know that I can't see. Just that you're having too much fun at every party. Because I only hang around till the beer is gone. You look up, you look down. You think you're it, the best in town. You cover up, you go last fall. The mess you're in is too far gone. You look up, you look down. You think you're it, the best in town. You cover up, but it won't last too long. You stayed in your nest just a bit too long. But the boat that you didn't last that long. So then you met little Julie and she paid the bill. So now you and your mess will never be gone. You look up, you look down. You think you're in the best in town. You cover up, it won't last long. The mess you're in is too far gone. You look up, you look down. You think you're in the best in town. You cover up, but it won't last too long. Cover up, it won't last long. The mystery is too far gone. You look up, you look down. You think you're in the best in town. You cover up, but it won't last too long. So in the future, that's ahead of me now. It'll be a bit worse than now. And the ones that keep you going might not be around. So then you and your mess will be kissing the ground. You look up, you look down. You think you're in the best in town. You cover up, it won't last long. The mess you're in is too far gone. You look up, you look down. You think you're in the best in town. Cover up, but it won't last too long. It won't last too long. But that mess you're in, you know it's too far gone. You better stop sleeping.
Mark von Frankenstein the 13th, and I may be a loose cannon who plays by his own set of rules, but in a world gone mad, it takes a guy like me to get results. Ooh, case in point, we just heard The Mess You're In from the Dream Dates out of Hamilton, Ontario. That track was recorded way back in 1979, but it did not see the light of day until the 21st century. Ooh, on top of that, we had the Daggermen doing That Girl. 12N, 12A, 4A-1 from The Vicious Cycles, and we opened that set up with The Muffs doing Kids in America. You better believe that there's plenty more where that came from. So all you wastoids out there in Radioland better strap yourselves in and brace for impact. Because here comes the Avengers with We Are the One.
We are not Jesus. 1:13 p.m.
Hello, it's me. I'm at the train station. I'll be outside.
To Radio Free Transylvania, broadcasting live on CGSW in Calgary and pre-recorded on Radio Laurier in Waterloo. And I am the late night host who knows where all the bodies are buried, because I'm the guy who buried them. My name's Baron Mark von Frankenstein the 13th, and we open that set up with We Are the One from the Avengers. After that, we had the Von Drats doing So Long, Stink Town. Follow that up with Out of Controller doing Operator. And we just heard I've Got Eyes in the Back of Your Heart from the Mandates, which provides the perfect segue in tonight's zoological news flash from the Radio Free Transylvania Science Desk regarding an unusual ocean-dwelling creature that has evolved a pair of eyes that are remarkable in a completely different way altogether. Ooh, that's right, lobotomites! Bristle worms of the species Venatus formosa only measure around 10 to 15 centimeters in length, but they've evolved huge bulbous eyes 20 times larger than the rest of their head. Ah, to put that in perspective, it's the equivalent of one of you revolting puny human beings hauling around a pair of eyeballs wearing 50 kilograms apiece. Ah, now, as a result, marine biologists have long wondered at the potential purpose of such preposterously prominent peepers on such a teeny tiny little organism. Unfortunately, the Venatus bristleworm's exceeding scarcity and fragility has always made studying them kind of a challenge. Until now! Ah, the recent discovery of a large colony of the nocturnal sea creatures just off the coast of Naples, Italy, has allowed a joint international team of researchers from the University of Copenhagen in Denmark, Lund University in Sweden, and Italy's own Tuscia University to make some startling new observations. Ah, they found that the Venatus formosa is capable of seeing and tracking very small objects with a shocking level of visual acuity that is comparable to that of mammals. In fact, this degree of optical precision has only previously been observed in vertebrates, certain species of spiders and insects, and cephalopods like squid and octopi. Ah, and not only that, the Venatus bristleworm's eyesight actually supersedes that of many other species because it is also able to perceive light in the ultraviolet spectrum. Ah, now, that has prompted the aforementioned researchers to speculate that they use UV light as a method of communication, which would make it the first known species to emit ultraviolet bioluminescence. Ah, and the only way we'll know for sure will be by doing a whole lot more tests. But in the meantime, I'm going to satiate your desire for knowledge with a track from a bunch of creatures with some very unusual visual traits of their own. Here comes a rollerball with savage eyes.
We'll be right back. Well, my name.
Oblivion doing 2,000 man. On top of that, we had Sweeping Promises with Hunger, Far Away Out, and we opened that set up with Rollerball doing Savage Eyes. And that brings another episode of Radio Free Transylvania to an end. But you can rest assured that I will tear my burial shroud asunder, rise from the grave, and take the airwaves by storm once again next Monday night at 11 p.m. In the meantime, stay tuned to CJSW 90.9 FM, and no matter what you do, don't none of you pathetic sacks of crap dare forget that I am Mark von Frankenstein, and you are not.